party. It took about 2 weeks for the swelling to go completely down. Because of that, we ended up not going to Paris over winter break. Mom didn't want our relatives to see me looking like I'd been in a prize fight. She also wouldn't take any pictures of me over the holidays because she said she didn't want to remember me looking like that. For our annual Christmas card, we used one of the rejects from last year's photo shoot. Even though I wasn't having a lot of nightmares anymore, the fact that I had started having nightmares again really worried Mom. I could tell she was totally stressed out about it. Then, the day before our Christmas party, she found out from one of the other moms that Augie had not been through the same kind of admission screening that the rest of us had been. See, every kid who applies to Beecher Prep is supposed to be interviewed and take a test at the school, but some kind of exception had been made for Augie. He didn't come to the school for the interview, and he got to take the admissions test at home. Mom thought that was really unfair. "This kid should not have gotten into the school," I heard her telling a group of other moms at the party. "Beecher Prep is not set up to handle situations like this. We're not an inclusion school. We don't have the psychologist needed to deal with how it affects the other kids. Poor Julian had nightmares for a whole month." "Ugh, Mom, I hate your telling people about my nightmares." "Henry was upset as well," Henry's mom said, and the other moms nodded. "They didn't even prepare us beforehand," Mom went on. "That's what gets me the most. If they're not going to provide additional psychological support, at least warn the parents ahead of times." "Absolutely," said Miles's mom, and the other moms nodded again. "Obviously, Jack Will could have used some therapy," Mom said, rolling her eyes. "I was surprised they didn't expel him," said Henry's mom. "Oh, they would have," answered Mom. "But we asked them not to. We've known the Will family since kindergarten. They're good people. We don't blame Jack, really. I think he just cracked under the pressure of having to be this kid's caretaker. That's what happens when you put little kids in these kinds of situations. I honestly don't know what Tushman was thinking." "I'm sorry, I just have to step in here," said another mom. I think it was Charlotte's mom because she had the same bright blonde hair and big blue eyes. "It's not like there's anything wrong with this kid, Melissa. He's a great kid who just happens to look different. But..." "Oh, I know," Mom answered, and she put her hand over her heart. "Oh, Brigitte, there's no one saying he's not a great kid. Believe me, I'm sure he is. And I hear the parents are lovely people. That's not the issue. To me, ultimately, is the simple fact of the matter that Tushman did not follow protocol. He flagrantly disregarded the applications process by not having the boy come to Beecher Prep for the interview or take the test like every one of our kids did. He broke the rules. And rules are rules. That's it." Mom made a sad face at Brigitte. "Oh, dear Brigitte, I can see you totally disapprove." "No, Melissa, not at all," Charlotte's mom said, shaking her head. "It's a tough situation all around. Look, the fact is, your son got punched in the face. You have every right to feel angry and demand some answers." "Thank you." Mom nodded and crossed her arms. "I just think the whole thing's been handled terribly, that's all. And I blame Tushman, completely." "Absolutely," said Henry's mom. "He's got to go," agreed Miles' mom. I looked at Mom, surrounded by nodding moms, and I thought, okay, so maybe this is going to turn out to be one of those really super mom moments. Maybe everything she was doing would make it so that Augie ended up going to a different school, and then things could go back to the way it used to be at Beecher Prep. That would be so awesome. But a part of me was thinking, maybe this is going to turn into a not-so-super mom moment. I mean, some of the stuff she was saying sounded kind of, I don't know, kind of harsh, I guess. It's like when she gets mad at a waiter. You end up feeling sorry for the waiter. The thing is, I knew she was on this anti-Tushman mission because of me. If I hadn't started getting nightmares again, and if Jack hadn't punched me, none of this would be happening. She wouldn't be making a big deal about Augie or Tushman, and she'd be concentrating all her time and energy on good stuff, like raising money for the school and volunteering in homeless shelter. Mom does good stuff like that all the time. So I don't know. On the one hand, I'm happy she's trying to help me. And on the other hand, I would love for her to stop. Team Julian. The thing that annoyed me the most when we got back from winter break was that Jack had gone back to being friends with Augie again. They had some kind of fight right after Halloween, which is why Jack and I started being bros again. But after winter break was over, they were best buds again. It was so lame. I told everyone that we really needed to ice Jack out for his own good. He had to choose once and for all whether we wanted to be on Team Augie or Team Julian and the rest of the world. So we started completely ignoring Jack, not talking to him, not answering his questions. It was like he didn't exist. That'll show him. That's when I started leaving my little notes. One day, someone had left post-it notes on one of the benches in the yard, which is what gave me the idea. I wrote in this really psycho-killer handwriting, "Nobody likes you anymore." I slipped it into the slits in Jack's locker when no one was looking. I watched him out of the corner of my eye when he found it. He turned around and saw Henry opening his locker nearby. "Did Julian like this?" he asked. But Henry was one of my peeps, you know? He just iced Jack out, pretended like no one was even talking to him. Jack crumpled the post-it and flipped it into his locker and banged the door shut. After Jack left, I went over to Henry. "Holla," I said, giving him the devil sign, which made Henry laugh. Over the next couple of days, I left a few more notes in Jack's locker, and then I started leaving some in Augie's locker. They were not, I repeat, not a big deal. They were mostly stupid stuff. I didn't think anyone would ever take them seriously. I mean, they actually were kind of funny. Well, kind of. At least some of them were. "You stink, Big Cheese. Freak. Get out of our school, orc." No one but Henry Miles knew that I was writing these notes, and they were sworn to secrecy.